leader!
Order, order.
Fallout from the raid on Kim.com in January last year continued to dog the key minority government, with Parliament Speaker David Carter referring questions raised by the surveillance of MPs and journalists within the parliamentary complex to the Privileges Committee. Mr. Carter announced the move before question time in response to a complaint he'd received from Greens co-leader Russell Norman. The complaint arose from the Prime Minister's answers to questions about the Henry Inquiry's access to emails and surveillance camera footage for his investigation into the leak of the Kitteridge report on the GCSB, prompted in turn by revelations about the spy agency's involvement in the dot-com raid. Ruling that the contempt complaint against Mr. Key had not been clearly made out, Mr. Carter said the letter nevertheless raised serious issues.
I believe there is an issue here whereby there needs to be an absolute understanding by us as members of Parliament of what information may or may not legitimately be released in the event of an investigation into a security breach. We need an understanding of that. I am certainly concerned about the release of information regarding a journalist's access to and from the parliamentary precincts. And again, in my opinion, there needs to be some clear guidance for members of the press gallery who work around this place as to what is being determined. And the appropriate body for that is the Privileges Committee, which is already working on a protocol with regards to issues such as the actions of the Commissioner of Police and the NZSIS in regards to their operations or potential operations within this building.
Then the government's hopes of clearing its desk of two controversial bills before the start of a fortnight's adjournment took a hit when its deputy leader of the House, Ann Tolley, requested extra time to pass a law banning the sale of party pills from dairies.
There's a real risk of a black market developing for psychoactive substances prior to the completing of the new Act. I seek leave for the House to adjourn following the third reading of the Psychoactive Substances Bill.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection to that happening? There is. Leave is so denied.
It takes only one MP to reject a request for leave, and the government's reliance on making the request revealed that it lacked the numbers to move the House under urgency. It had hoped to complete the third and final reading of the Psychoactive Substances Bill after the first reading of the International Convention Centre Bill, the legislative vehicle for the deal between the government and Sky City Casino for the construction of a new convention centre in return for an increase in pokie machines. Both debates were set down for up to 2 hours each, but with only 3 hours available between question time and the adjournment at six. Nevertheless, as Rhys Lyon reports, the Minister in charge of the Casino Bill, Stephen Joyce, was able to lead off the first reading debate.
This bill is first and foremost about investment, jobs and growth for New Zealanders and their families, Mr. Speaker. For years, the tourism industry and the business sector have been seeking an international-sized convention centre to be built in New Zealand to ensure we compete with Australia and Asia and tap into the growing market of high-value business visitors. Mr. Speaker, this bill shows that this government is again delivering on not only that and delivering once again on its economic promise to create jobs and growth.
Earlier in question time, Mr. Joyce reacted angrily when Greens co-leader Matidia Ture asked him about gambling-related harms.
It is by no means clear at all that a marginal increase in machines in one casino will increase gambling harm, especially when the total number of machines across Auckland and across New Zealand continues to decline.
Given that the Minister has no idea how much money will be stolen, how many businesses will fold, nor how many jobs will be lost from the increase in gambling-related crime under the Sky City deal, can we take it then that his job numbers are at best inaccurate and at worst just made up?
Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr. Speaker, no. I can tell the member what I do have no idea about, and that is why it is that the Greens are so vociferously opposed to this deal when they were so silent about the deal that occurred under the previous Labor government. And I can only conclude it's politics and it's not principle.
back to the debate on the Convention Centre Bill and Labour Party Deputy Leader Grant Robertson.
This casino bill is a disgraceful piece of legislation built off a dodgy deal done without transparency or accountability and off the back of morally bankrupt exploitation of problem gamblers. It is the epitaph of this government. Cronyism!
The bill later passed its first reading by 61 to 59.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.